This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Carol Baskin, Carol Baskin, where are you? Where are you? I'll get the update on that for sure. The ladies are on top of whatever she's doing. They're on it. The ladies would be Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. I don't give a damn where she is, but I'm probably in the minority here. It would seem. Every time. I'm looking at no fewer than four stories about Carol Baskin's missing husband's family hasn't ran an advertisement during Dancing with the Stars. Is that, huh?
They bought locally in Florida, but yeah, it's air up here. I mean, think about what these are not all good people here.
Right.
I mean, it's fun to watch, but if you're the family who thinks that this woman offed your dad or your husband or your brother, yeah, I don't know. I think you might be upset that she's dancing away.
All right. Something important to you, we've got it here. Jennifer Horn with the update, the latest from the living horror show that is California, whether it's firefighters in the fires, whether it's homelessness, whether it's getting shot on the street corner. It's all happening in L.A. or in California. So, anyway, I see the governor, Jennifer, has signed a bill that gives inmate firefighters a path to becoming a firefighter when they get out of the clink.
I'm so happy that this is that's great. Unfortunately, he let out all the people that were actually in the program. So there are very few people left in the program because they've cleared out the jails using COVID as an excuse. So
but
that's
in the future,
unfortunate.
But in the future, non-felons non-violent criminals can actually, they're learning a skill and then they get out of prison. They're okay to fight fires while they're in jail. That's okay. Everyone accepts that. And then they get out of jail and then they can't get a career in something they've already been trained for. So I'm happy. Yeah, okay, COVID right now, that's messed everything up. But going forward, I think it was criminal that these people were being used basically and paid a few dollars for the day of putting their life on the line, and they can't even have a career when they get out.
No, yeah. I think it's good. Their training is great. I'm all for it. I think that it's not COVID the reason that they're clearing criminals out of jail. It's where they want them. They want them back out on the streets. They've proven
why. What's your motivation?
They're voters.
Seriously.
They're voters. Once they get their voting rights back, they're voters. Why don't they want them in the prison is a great question. Because they've let out murderers, rapists, sex offenders, all sorts of people have been let out because they don't want them to get COVID.
Jerry Brown, former governor of California, says he's experiencing the same smoky air and asks the people who are leaving, where are you going?
Anywhere but here.
What?
Anywhere but here is the answer.
This is paradise.
Thanks to you, Gov.
How can you move? Yeah, right, exactly, you old buffoon. Amazing. So I was looking at Lake Madrone. Do you know where that is, Jennifer?
I don't know where that is, no.
It's near the northern border. And apparently this is one of the most peaceful, quiet, lovely, tranquil places on earth. And it's ablaze. And so it's on the California-Oregon border. And you look at some of these pictures. You know, I was talking about pictures earlier and how beautiful the pictures are of some of the, the surfaces of Venus and how much we can see in these beautiful pictures. And then we were talking about the UFO that wasn't a UFO and the pictures. And what goes into our mind, we formulate these pictures. And the vivid fire pictures are something like it's like an inferno on another planet or something. It just doesn't seem like it ought to be happening here. Or it could be happening as it is. It is, and that's the word for it, inferno. And the temperature is 3,000-4,000 degrees. How do you even imagine that? That's like the temperature of the core of the Earth is only 12,000 degrees. And so when you get to the point on the surface that there are temperatures as high as 4,000 degrees, it's unimaginable. What the damage that it does? Never mind what is burning on the ground, but do you know what that does to the air? We know the quality, but what it sucks the oxygen.
This is the ridiculousness to me is that I know there is a time to talk about climate change, and there is a time to tax the hell out of everybody in the name of climate change, and California finds it every election cycle. So that's happening. We are the most environmentally correct state in the United States, yet we still have this problem going on. So what else could it be? Let's scratch our heads and realize that we're not doing anything to clear the brush. So if you are a big believer in man-made climate change, and I'm not saying that it's dumb or whatever, if that's your standpoint, which it is of our elected leadership in California, then why is it better to let things burn up and create the air quality and the issues that are coming today in the state? Or is it better to go in and actually do forest management and clear brush in foothill communities where these things are just tinderboxes waiting for just a switch? I mean, they're waiting for just a little spark to light something on fire.
Do the fires have anything to do with COVID? Is there something good that could come out of this? Because people are traveling. I'm just trying to put these two big stories together.
It's actually made it much harder because there's very restrictive rules about how firefighters can get hydration, how they can get nourishment, and how they can take their breaks because of social distancing. If you're a person who's evacuated, you used to have evacuation shelters. So, you know, it's great if you have family members or if you can afford a hotel, but for many people, they have to rely on evacuation centers, which are usually high school gymnasiums. Well, those days are gone because of social distancing, because of coronavirus. So literally, and I don't know how it is in all of California, but the last fire that we had that was near me in Castaic, which was last month, they were having people sit in a parking lot in the heat, and that was their evacuation area. You had to stay with your family in your car. To me, that's not acceptable.
Huh? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Come on.
I couldn't make this stuff up because it's so ludicrous. Yes, of course. So you have people living in their car in a parking lot because they have no place else.
All right, let's add one more thing. This make this a trifecta hat trick. The college campuses in California and elsewhere, we're all worried about, or I'm not, but a lot of people are worried about their sons and daughters going to college and what they're going to be exposed to, and they're going to have to come back home again.
Colleges are already, they're already giving that option for a lot of schools. So I don't know. If kids want to leave, then they can, but I don't know. I think that we're just going to see so many more. We're going to see such an uptick in colleges across the country. There are some colleges that I was reading yesterday are doing really well, and they mentioned there's some small colleges up in New England that are, you know, managing cases and they're doing a good job. But for the most part, colleges are just kind of like a free for all.
And so, how would that be different than what's going on in the public school system? I noticed here we have half as many buses on the road because there are half as many children, so they have to pay the bus drivers even if they're not working. You know, you look at all of the unintended consequences and all the expenses. The cost for running the school system in my district has increased by $3 million because of the COVID. And, you know, where's the $3 million coming from? Like out of thin air. Where'd the money come from to do the PPP? Seems to have come out of thin air. Where does all, people don't seem to be paying any attention to what this is all costing. And the reason I bring it up that way is because if you're not doing everything to protect yourself and or your family or people that you don't even know by being responsible, wear the mask, even though some people don't think they do any good, it's still, we don't know enough to prove. We were talking last half hour, I think, about which ones are better than others and all that stuff. Yeah, it's there's a psychological impact to this, it seems to me, it's very important. It just is to have your head on straight when it comes to this stuff. So, anyway, speaking of having your head on straight, the huge Labor Day sale that went on at Calitrin has continued. The pictures, here's a story of a lady who started using Calitrin 9 months ago. She said, I knew it wasn't going to be a take-off fast kind of situation, but in the three-month period I started losing, and then I did what you said, she's talking to me. I suggested that you do a six-month program because you're only paying for three anyway. And so here I am. This lady is named Tasha. She lives in Texas, listens to us down there. So the bottom line is this program actually works. I don't have to tell you, although I think some of the stories that I relay are important stories for you to hear. Small goals, start a little at a time. Understand that what you're putting into your body is collagen protein, which is natural to your body to begin with. It just stops making it in your 20s. That's why you start putting on fat in your 20s. So how about we lose that? The weight loss formula has mostly collagen protein, no stimulants, no drugs. And right now, you can get three for the regular price and three you don't have to pay for. Boy, when you're checking out, you go to that cart thing and you say, okay, what do I want in my cart? Get as many as you want. And then double it because you don't have to pay for only half of what you're getting. And maybe people in your family can benefit as well. Toploss.com is the website. Discount code DJV on checkout. No shipping charges. Get on the program. Lose the weight and keep it off. Buy three, get three free at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Jennifer, let's keep the California report. No, how about who's running for president? Wait a minute, there's two guys running? Well, how come we are not? We don't talk with the Libertarian candidate at all?
I don't even know who the Libertarian
is. There one?
Is. Yeah, oh, yeah, there is.
There is.
There'll be like 12 people. Yeah, they'll. Yeah. Jed Hershenson? Did you say Jed?
Joe Jergensen.
Joe Jergensen.
Yeah.
I love
him. I'm voting for him. I think I'm voting for him.
Joe Jergensen.
Yeah.
Kanye West is also an option.
Well, yeah,
Joe
is going on with Kanye.
Kanye is still on the ballot, but today at the White House, there will be a focus on the Middle East. President Trump bringing in the leaders from Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel to sign those two peace accords that were announced over the last several months.
So who paid for the trip? Did we pay for it, or did they pay on their own?
I don't know. I'm sure maybe it's a combo. Who knows? Maybe they all went halfsies. They went Dutch. I'm not sure. It's about normalizing relations with Israel, and in the advance of that meeting overnight, President Trump took to Twitter to issue a warning to Iran that an assassination attempt or attack against the U.S. in retaliation for an airstrike that killed General Soleimani earlier in the year will be met with a counterattack that would be 1,000 times greater in magnitude. They threatened to off one of our ambassadors to South Africa over the last several days.
That'd be a smart move on their part. They're geniuses over there. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And roll from the Rollers. Bill Wyman is in the musical news today, 23 and change after, on the BJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and you. There's an auction, Victoria, featuring items from the collection of Bill Wyman from the Stones. Apparently it broke multiple records over the weekend, including most expensive bass guitar and amplifier ever sold at auction. Sale took place at Julian's, featured 1,000 lots from Wyman's archive, including instruments, gear, stage-worn costumes, awards, personal items from his time with the Stones and as a soloist. A record-breaking Wyman's Fender guitar, $384,000. That's a lot of money for a damn guitar, I'll tell you that. It was the shattered the record previously held by the sale of a left-handed Hofner bass guitar, which had been presented to Paul McCartney in 1964. That sold in 2013 for $204,000. So this really walloped that sale price.
Somebody's a huge Stones fan.
Apparently.
That's a lot of money.
The Vox amplifier that he had in the early 60s sold for $106,000. Which topped the sale of two of David Gilmour amplifiers sold at auction last year for $77,000. Wyman's amp had some historical significance, though. His ownership of it played a big part in the Rolling Stones hiring him to begin with when he was auditioning. Wyman auction featured one other monumental sale, that of a plush yellow toilet seat. Good God.
Well, it's a cover.
Got a Rolling Stones tongue,
it's the cover, not the
logo
seat.
On the yeah. cover. Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's
the
a big difference.
The yeah. That sold for $1,142. Another world record for a seat cover. Most expensive toilet seat cover ever sold. These guys. Portion of the proceeds from the auction benefit Prince's Trust, Macmillan Cancer Support, and the Central Caribbean Marine Institute. What do you suppose his connection is with that?
Don't know.
Maybe he has a home down there.
Well, they all did at the time. They all
this
had
guy.
They had They had to leave England because of all the taxes and stuff.
Right.
So they went. They spread around the Caribbean.
I remember when I was in, Northern Africa. Mick had a home on a kind of like a mountain. When we were driving around, country slips my mind, but I remember seeing when we were driving by, my daughter was with me on the trip, and the driver said, "That's where Mick Jagger lives." Unbelievable. It was just outside of Casablanca. That's where it was. I'm trying to remember where it was. Yep. And how's all over the world? 26 after the hour. The Boss now with a new studio album with the E Street Band called Letter to You, coming out next month. Band describes it as a rock album fueled by their house rocking signature sound. The 12-track album, Letter to You, Bruce's 20th studio album, recorded at his home studio in Jersey. He says, "I love the emotional nature of Letter to You, and I love the sound of the E Street Band playing completely live in the studio in a way we've never done before. No overdubs. We made the album in only 5 days. Turned out to be one of the greatest recording experiences I've ever had." In addition to 9 new songs, the album also has a fresh recording of 3 songs that predated Springsteen's 73 debut album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. The songs are Janie Needs a Shooter, If I Was the Priest, and Song for Orphans. If I Was the Priest, which was covered by Alan Clark from the Hollies in the 70s, kind of a sacrilegious fantasy. The lyric line goes, "If Jesus was the sheriff and I was the priest, my lady was an heiress and my mama was a thief." Christians will love that. The Song for Orphans is a Dylan sort of tale of, quote, renegade brats who live their lives in songs. Letter to You is Bruce's first time performing with the E Street Band since the River Tour in 2016. I always just think he belongs with the E Street. Just the two of them together, like Love and Marriage and Horse and Carriage. There's something about the E Street Band that just kind of goes together with the Boss. So that's the update on Springsteen here. You heard it first on the DJV program, as a matter of fact, at 29 after the hour.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The known death toll remains at 36, with people still missing as wildfires race across the West. Firefighters struggling with renewed high winds and low humidity since yesterday morning. President Trump visited California, where most of those deaths have occurred, and millions of acres of land have been scorched. And he said during the visit, Western states, especially California, could reduce fire risk with stronger forest management.
Good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state, so hopefully they'll start doing that.
Hurricane Sally's bearing down on the northern Gulf Coast as a Category 1 storm now. The National Hurricane Center says winds are at about 90 miles an hour. The slow-moving storm will bring flash flooding, life-threatening storm surge, and possibly tornadoes to parts of Mississippi and Louisiana through the day and into tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the June through August period of this year was the hottest the Northern Hemisphere has ever seen. Previously, the record for that stretch was set in 2016 and was tied last year. The Northern Hemisphere also set a record for the hottest August in 2020. A toddler is expected to recover after falling 50 feet from a cliff in Vernon, Connecticut. The unidentified child tumbled off a cliff while with family and other kids at a hiking area on Sunday. The child was apparently in a stroller. The stroller rolled out of control down the embankment, and again, that toddler is expected to survive. Comedian and MMA commentator Joe Rogan is offering to moderate a four-hour debate between President Trump and Joe Biden, and at least one of the candidates is apparently signing on. Speaking on his podcast yesterday, Rogan told retired MMA fighter Tim Kennedy he wanted to host such an event, and the fighter posted on Twitter, "Just two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants in?" There are reports that eyebrows were raised in the White House among staffers after President Trump responded in a tweet, "I do." You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Podcasts. 34 after the hour here on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan traveling around the country. Let's do you mind? Let's get out of California for a while and move around down to where the Gulf Coast is getting ready for Hurricane Sally, likely to make what, landfall later today or early tomorrow morning, looks like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same.
It's moving so slowly.
Yeah.
I think it's going to well, some places are already reporting flooding, so it's going to be pretty bad, I think, with storm surge and almost 2 feet of rain.
So that's that. Let's go to South Dakota, where the Attorney General, can you pronounce his name? Is it Ravensburg? How
would
you pronounce?
That's as good as, that's how I would guess, yeah.
Okay. All right, what happened to him when he was driving home the other night?
Well, he was driving home from a Republican Party dinner on Saturday night, possibly drinking, we don't know.
Driving? Or he had drunk at the party?
I don't know. I'm just saying that could be a possibility. He hit something with his car. He told authorities that it was possibly a deer. The next day, though, the news took a grim turn, and a man was found dead near the highway where Jason Ravensburg
where his car had hit something. And so now he's under investigation. The man who was killed was identified as 55-year-old Joe Baver, and he was from Highmore, South Dakota. He had been walking along the highway back to his disabled truck. And so I guess this was probably a remote area, and Mr. Ravensburg said that he was shocked and filled with sorrow and that he was cooperating with the investigation, and he offered his sympathy and condolences to the family of the victim. But because the Attorney General actually oversees the South Dakota's Department of Public Safety, the governor, Kristi Noem, announced Sunday night that her office was taking over supervision of the case, which makes sense. So there's no, you know, conflict of interest there. But, I'm sure more of this is going to come out. Like, the statement didn't even say, did he stop his car? Did he pull over? Did he check his vehicle for damage? Did he look around to see if there was a deer that he hit? None of those questions have been answered. So it seems like this is, you know, he didn't slow his Ford Taurus down, and that's what happened. So, I don't know. They say that usually they don't drink alcohol at Lincoln Day dinners or other political events, but who knows? You know, we don't know what other factors there were. This happened at approximately 10:24 at night on Saturday night. So all he said was that he struck something, he thought it was a deer, and I guess he went home.
So there you go.
Great. Yeah.
All right. I see an ad from a, let's see here, where is this? Which store is this? That's a Wegmans. They're selling peppers for 69 cents a pound, and under the price, it says product of the island of New Mexico.
Oh, God.
Somebody's on top of it. There you go. That's advertising at its best. Speaking of food, the commies are being investigated. The Chinese commies that own Smithfield, the largest pork producers in the world, American, good old American company that the government allowed to buy. You know, you can say all you like about one party or another. They're all crooks. They're all in it up to their mickeys. Now we're going to go after the Chinese. Well, actually, there's another story about the COVID that I want to get to in a second, Victoria. But anyway, I wanted you to know that there are 200 meat plant workers there that have died that worked for Smithfield. Did you know that?
I've seen more and more stories of these meatpacking plants apparently were trying to push the states to allow them to remain open, even though their workers were dying from COVID, and they were not reporting it.
Well,
so,
but mostly it was the Chinese. It was the Chinese owned Smithfield is the worst offender by far. Mm-hmm. Although apparently the Tyson plant is no picnic
Tyson's
either.
Another one, yep.
Yeah, right. I don't know how much the Chinese are trying to buy into our chicken producers as well, like they have the pork producers. So, all right, so we got that taken care of. I don't know. This whole business of we still are not focused enough on the Chinese and what bad guys the government. There isn't anybody in Congress. I've asked this over. You've heard me ask this question, Victoria, over and over and over and over and over again about what we're doing to enhance or bring back businesses from China and to cut them off at the knees. And Trump's done some stuff. There have been some individual states that are trying to enhance it. But where's our federal government? Where's the Congress? Where's the Senate? And are we still kissing their ass? What do we, why? What do we have to gain? I would think politically it would be advantageous for somebody running for Congress to get out there and say, and I promise to introduce this bill which will bring this industry and this company and that business back to America. Why wouldn't people be all over the place doing that? I don't know, even if it's political opportunism. Do you hear any of it anywhere? I don't.
Well, I hear Joe Biden talking about that all the time with his manufacturing, but, you know. That's one of his major plans is to bring because the steel workers.
Well, then the Republicans
in America,
discredit it because of his connections to the Chinese government and his work and his brother, his son. You know, so I'd like to. I hear that is coming from him. Yep, that's good. But we're in order for it to have teeth.
We need
in
to
order
make American
for it to
steel.
Work.
Yeah, stealing these
and that's
back.
Well, that's and right, and so that's one of the things that Biden has been really pushing for is to have American steel workers going back to work. American steel, and even Trump has said this years ago before he ever even ran for president. You know, he used as being in the he doesn't really build anything. He brands things. He slaps his name on stuff. He doesn't build anything.
He has licensing agreements.
Right. That's and so, but he used to make fun of all the buildings. Oh, they're using the cheap Chinese steel. Well, all the Trump buildings have cheap Chinese steel, too. But he slaps his name on it. But, you know, that's that he is correct. Chinese steel does not hold up the way that American steel always has.
Nope.
And
no.
So
nothing
that's one
does
of the things that, you know, I if Joe Biden wins, I hope that he makes good on that because I think that's a fabulous cornerstone of American manufacturing that needs to come back.
Yep. Sure does. Lots of things have to come back, frankly. I just think it's time for us to really get a grip. But we're not teaching people, again, these values. It's like, I feel like I'm swimming against the tide when I say these things about the Chinese Communist government and what they're responsible for. Now, you found something today from this a scientist that didn't get killed but got thrown out of the country that worked in Wuhan. And what does she say?
Well, this virologist claims she fled to the United States, she said, to spread the truth about COVID-19. She is in the spotlight again. She says she has scientific evidence that proves that the coronavirus was made in the military Wuhan lab. Now, we've been talking about that for months here on the DJV show. We've had Dana Cheng, one of the reporters from the Epoch Times.
She has
said that from day one, that this was made in a military lab. Most people don't even know that laboratory in Wuhan is a military lab. People thought it was like a pharmaceutical lab. It's not. So this woman says, quote, it comes from the lab in Wuhan, and the lab is controlled by China's government. And she's doing, she was on a British talk show when she was talking about this last week. She said that claims that that widespread reports alleging that the virus originated from a wet market in Wuhan are a quote-unquote smokescreen. So these are all the things that, you know, that we've been saying, and that I've said this before on the show.
Very frustrating, isn't it?
We have a family friend who's a virologist, and he said, you know, from day one back in, you know, March, he said, if you look at the structure of the virus itself, it's so spliced together. He said that does not exist in nature.
No.
So, in our circle, you know, but then again, China also produced a documentary that's on Netflix that I had way too many people telling me, oh, well, no, I saw the documentary. It's from the wet markets in China. Okay, well, look who produced it. You know, just because it's on Netflix and it claims to be. Exactly. Just because it's on Netflix and it's supposedly a documentary,
they'll do anything for
what you're watching is a piece of propaganda. There's a difference. Right. Documentaries are not propaganda.
Remember what I say about teaching youngsters how to think, not what to think. All right, in a moment, we examine the U.S. debt here on the DJV program. It's 43 after the hour. Take care of your body, right? You're doing that, losing weight. And exercising all that stuff with the help of Calitrin. Well, how about we make sure you take care of your brain as well with the supplement Prevagen. Lots of vitamin D in this thing, and it leads to a healthier brain, and certainly a healthier brain leads to a better life. Improve your short-term memory with this proven brain health supplement. It's Prevagen all the way. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. More than 30 million men in the U.S. are living with erectile dysfunction. When it comes to treatments, it can range from oral medications to surgical interventions.
Pills will work in 50% of men, but they will stop working after about 5 years.
Not because you've become immune, says urologist Tobias Kohler, but rather because the blood flow problem that's behind the ED gets worse.
Then you've got essentially two options left that potentially could work. One is you inject these oral medication-like medicines directly into the penis, and they're much more effective.
The other is surgery, an implant.
So that's a device. So that when you want to have sex, essentially the patient manually pumps fluid or normal saline into the device in that same space where blood used to flow, but now you're putting that fluid.
They're very discreet, and Dr. Kohler says patients are usually very happy with the result. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage.
Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 46 and change after here on today's DJV program. Don't forget, there are other things. We have Victoria doing her podcast on beauty, which you can get. What's the, you know, we ought to maybe put a link to that at on our website, don't you think? Or on the
sure.
on our Facebook page? Why don't you do that?
Yeah, so for what all you, the ladies, what, it's yeah. Yeah, the Beauty Pop podcast, and it's all beauty product reviews and how to save money and what products to buy and what to skip. So yeah, we're getting a really great response. Our listeners
good.
Are really hooked on it, so we're happy. Yeah,
and I produce a number of podcasts that are connected to the shows I do, like the Good Day Health Show, the one that's rising most rapidly, interestingly, and it took a long time for this to sort of catch on, Victoria. The show is called Your Hidden Power, and it's all about things that are sort of connected to your sixth sense or seventh sense or however many senses you got. And the current one focuses on your body and your balance. Certainly, with all the stuff that's going on, there are lots and lots of things, ways you can balance your system. It's kind of exciting stuff. Focus on Eastern medicine, Western medicine, that sort of thing. So body and mind balance, the focus of Your Hidden Power number 158. 159 is about seasonal change, but it all has a focus on things that you're not thinking about, and that's what I think people like about it. It's expanding your mind, and that's yourhiddenpowershow.com for that every week. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, our debt is going to exceed the size of the economy. It's the first time this has happened since World War II, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, do we even understand these numbers?
No, but I think what does resonate with people, it puts us on par with Italy and Greece. Remember when Greece went through that massive economic crisis? Well, by the end of this year, I think it is, we're going to be the same as Greece.
Yeah, right. So how do we get ourselves out? We had to bail the Greeks out, remember? Actually, we had to bail out the Italians, so who's going to bail us? That's always the question.
Maybe
we're
China.
Always busy. Oh, yeah, right. We're going to have China. That's one thing that I wouldn't vote for. I don't care how bad we are. I don't want to depend on them at all. Do you? I don't want anything to do with
it. No, of course not.
None.
No.
Nothing. Zero.
But I think that that's changing, and I think that, you know, in just in my little circle, and I know this, you've been going through this too, we're a lot more aware of what's made in China, and you can make choices, not always, but you can make some choices to not buy stuff that's made in China, and that is one direct way to, you know, separate ourselves from them.
Yeah, please. And also, I got to talk about this with you. At another time, there's a new kind of thing from honeybees that can be used to kill breast cancer cells. That's something we got to get into in our medical segment. Good news from the DJV show at 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for us to check movie news, movie moments. Normally, Chuck Curry is here, but he is off today, so it is up to Victoria and me to figure out what's going on or to inform you. I think we figured it out. What I find most interesting is the paycheck Halle Berry is going to get for doing a movie for Netflix. You see that $20 million?
Yeah.
She said it left her speechless. I guess it would. $20 million for the rights to her directorial debut. So she owns the movie.
And stars in it, yeah.
Toronto Film Festival. She took
it's
to Twitter.
It's not completed yet. But it's interesting because it's interesting
Bruise
that she's...
It's called.
Right.
Called Bruise,
yeah, she plays in a washed-up MMA fighter. And she's had... I follow her on Instagram. She's in incredible shape. She works out every day. She is just... She is amazing. But she broke a couple ribs while she was filming, and so it's been kind of a long project for her. But for Netflix to spend $20 million to acquire the distribution rights, they must think that it looks like it's a really good movie, because that's a lot of money, even for Netflix to spend.
Well, when you think about the ramifications, I mean, when you look at some of these girls, that I guess what comes to mind is Ronda Rousey.
Right.
And her becoming prominent there and then becoming sort of a movie star, if that's it. She's literally an actress. And now this is going the other way, where Halle Berry plays somebody who's doing that. Do you know what it reminds me of? That movie that Clint Eastwood produced with...
Hilary Swank. The
Hilary Swank. Movie? Thank you. Yeah. Which was a very successful movie. And so you see the interest. There's so much stuff going on in the world. I'm not going to talk about it yet, but my son has been hired. He's created actually a
TV show that is starring somebody that's very well known. I'm not supposed to talk about it, so I won't tell you any more than that. But it's the amount of money. You know, he and I were talking about it yesterday. There's so much work. These stars now that were getting 100.5 to 200 for episodic television, these were the stars, the leads, as they started the shows. Now, these same people are getting $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 an episode for untested TV shows. Because there's such a need for named people. Steve Carell just signed a deal for a TV show, $600,000 an episode. And meanwhile, when you look at some of these other, you know, the like NCIS, those are the per episodic pay for the cast. There's the it ranges from 1.5 to 385 a show. And then, on top of that, they get the residuals. You know, some of these shows become very popular in reruns, like Blue Bloods, Chicago PD, now Miami Vice, not Miami, but Miami, the one with Caruso. What's that called? Miami something. Miami, but something Miami.
I don't know. Yeah.
All these people for movies and TV shows that are now in redistribution because nobody's making any product, they're making almost as much money off of the residuals as they did, especially in television, not so much in movies, because the movie guys get the big chunk up front. You know, it's not unusual for a name star to get $4, $5, $6 million, and the people that, you know, like Clint Eastwood gets $20 million, but he usually produces the show himself. Harrison Ford won't do a movie unless he gets $20 million. So when you think about all the Jackie Chan, he won't do anything for less than $20 million, won't walk across the street. And he can command that because he's so popular outside the United States, everybody wants to see his movies. But I guess the point I'm making here, after we're talking about Halle Berry, Victoria, is there's so much money in all of this stuff for encourage your child to become an actor. As much as anything else, or, you know, and some of these people came late in life too. Harrison Ford didn't start acting until he was in his 30s. That's a mind-blower.
I don't know that that happens anymore, though. I think that, you know, anybody that you see who's a star now, they've been at it most likely since they were kids. You know, I think that the time is probably past where you could be a rugged, good-looking carpenter like Harrison Ford was and walk onto a set, and do an audition.
Yeah.
It just seems like, you know, there are very few undiscovered new people coming up. It's all the same old people.
Speaking of that, Ben Lewis and Blake Lee are a real-life gay couple, and they're going to start in Lifetime's first LGBTQ holiday movie. Holiday at Home.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that. Okay. Yeah, good.
There we have it. Movie news, top to bottom on the DJV program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.